time for another edition of The Greenhorn with Parker James, brought to you by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Beef Checkoff. Now, here's the man asking questions of ag experts that you always wanted to know but were afraid to ask, Parker James.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with The Greenhorn. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to be talking to Allie Welch out of Northwest Iowa. Allie is a young up-and-coming rancher herself. How you doing today, Allie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your operation you're building.
So like you said, I'm from Northwest Iowa. I was born and raised on the farm, and I'm actually the fifth generation on my dad's side. Love cattle, love everything to do with the farm. When I was younger, we had a sheep herd. We were lambing out ewes, and then a few years later, we got into the cattle. So that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with it. I started getting into the 4-H aspect of things and showing cattle. When I was 16, I decided that I wanted to be able to extend my herd. I went to the bank, took out a loan to buy 20 head, and 3 years later, there I was with it paid off, and today I've got 36 head and 2 bulls.
How vital was your education and that 4-H community to getting you where you are now?
If I'm going to be honest, if you are still in school and able, I cannot stress enough how essential taking advantage of those organizations are. The skills and connections you make are seriously priceless. All the record keeping, the management, all the different friends and people that you're going to meet that are in the same boat as you. And there's such a great support system. And if you're no longer able to participate, I highly recommend you stressing younger individuals the importance of getting involved. You know, you learn to define desired characteristics in production livestock. Why should you choose this heifer for breeding as opposed to this one for market?
Geez, after hearing that, I wish I could turn back the clock and do it myself. I want to be quite the greenhorn in that case. Last question I got for you, Allie. What advice would you give to greenhorns just getting their start? If you could turn back the clock, give yourself a word of advice, what would it be?
Definitely start as soon and early as you can. I mean, it doesn't matter how big or small and really how you get yourself into it. I mean, all of us got to start somewhere. You wouldn't believe how many people, especially the older generations that love to see the youth getting involved. Make sure that you take advantage of those stories and experiences they're willing to share with you, and don't be afraid to ask questions and advice. It's so important to be able to motivate yourself and be passionate about what you're doing while still remaining humble. We're all on different paths, different levels of experience. None of us know it all, so just stay humble and kind. Being able to say that you contribute to the ag industry, no matter if it's 1 cow, 1 acre of corn, or if you got 1,000 head, you should be extremely, extremely proud of yourself.
Thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for telling us a little bit about yourself and giving us some tips.
Hey, you're welcome, and good luck to you all, and I hope some of the things we talked about today will help each and every one of you.